a good one. Stuart, how about you picking one of yours, your top five?
Well, I think, say, the other big one, I know you saw it. No, it's quite a bit of controversy around the whole it appearing in the festival at all, was Surrogate.
Which I saw as well, watched it yesterday, you guys talked about
it. Oh, that's right,
I forgot you saw it. It was actually, it hadn't really popped up on my radar much until Richard had been to see it and gone on a big rant, because I wasn't aware of the film, and I wasn't aware that there was a big kind of controversy had kicked off about the film appearing in the festival at all, which is all related back to comments that had been made by Ken Loach.
Mm. Yeah, so just to give a little background to that, I've written about it on the site before, filmstalker.co.uk, is that Ken Loach and some, I don't know what the exact word is, anti-Israeli,
pro-Palestinian,
whatever groups, had said that it's an outrage that the Israel embassy, although I don't think it's just the embassy, but Israel was paying £300 to the Edinburgh Film Festival to fund the film being shown there and the director being taken across to show the film, being given access to the public and to have Q&As and stuff like that, to talk about the film. A film which has nothing to do with Israel and Palestine, other than there's some signs in the background that is in Israeli, and people are talking in a strange language that isn't English. You know, I mean, that's the extent of it.
There's no propaganda for anyone.
Nothing at all. Yeah. So Ken Loach had come out and said it was roughly along the lines that nobody should go and see any films in the Edinburgh Film Festival. Nobody should support them because of this.
As long as they're shown prepared to take the Israelis' money.
Yes, basically.
And came up with some half-hearted excuse about how it wasn't a personal attack on the director and she should feel welcome, but sorry, we don't want your film there if it's made in Israel, which is pretty shocking, really.
Yeah, it is.
And I don't know if we'll include this in the final take, but the response back from the film festival wasn't exactly very supportive of the director. It was very, very much kind of bending, rolling over and doing what Ken Loach was asking them to.
Yeah.
They handed back the money and, in a sort of token gesture, paid the money themselves, which in a way means that Ken Loach and these groups kind of won.
Yeah.
Because...
And they've succeeded into making it a political issue now.
Yeah.
It's not about the film anymore. But anyway, so we both saw Surrogate.
Yeah.
Three of us saw it.
Three of us. See, I keep forgetting about that.
I did, honestly.
The film itself, it's not even an hour long, which was surprising when I went to see it. I thought it was a full feature, but it isn't. Very sort of small, low-key drama about a young man who ends up getting sent to see a sex therapist from his psychologist because he has intimacy issues and issues with interacting with other people on a social level. And the film basically follows him and his relationship with this woman and his family and how...
Well, it kind of follows him. Yeah, he goes to see, starts off going to see his the surrogate, and then you see him going to visit his family and his mum, and they wonder where he's been. He's obviously been kind of avoiding them for a while.
Yeah. Initially, he's very sort of slightly hostile and distant to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he snaps. There's a lot of hostility towards the mother, and you don't understand why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it, to me, it handled things very kind of tenderly, really, because it's quite a. It's a sort of subject that can either be done with a lot of sort of titillation almost. You could make a kind of a slightly suspect film out of that topic, but they handle it so well that it's you kind of feel for him quite a lot. And then, you start to find out what has happened in his past.
I actually felt the scenes with the therapist herself were really intimate, so much so I felt like I was involved in that intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was just so well done. There was zero titillation in that at all.
Yeah, exactly.
It was beautifully done. And as well, the plot threads weren't overdone. There wasn't a huge explanation of everything or why he did things or what his past situation was. It was just... In fact, the past was explained in two scenes. It was one where he blurted out in anger something at his mother. And the second one was through the excellent scene where you feel a sort of uneasy tension, where he's picking up this his nephew from school, and his nephew's not there at the gate, and then he finds out that he'd been picked up by someone else, and then there's a bit of worry. And it's just those two scenes. It never explains anything. It just kind of, it comes through those interactions with other people.
And the little boy is great as well in that scene. The way he reacts to it is fantastic.
And what got me as well, as I keep thinking about, is the ending, the way the film ended. Actually, there's no great spoilers, but I don't want to talk about it too much. But remember the way...
Yeah, the contrast between sort of the way he was initially.
Yeah.
And how it ends up.
And just the act of him going to bed was just... It was quite moving, actually,
It tugged at our heartstrings.
Yeah.
a cynical sci-fi loving...
Pull out the clichés.
But no, well, I'm just saying, you know, it did. It's great that a little film like that, in amongst all the explosions and the sci-fi and the things, it's kind of less than an hour long.
Round about all this stuff when, you know, Transformers and the likes coming out, and it's 2.5 hours of CGI nothing.
Blur.
Yeah. To just have this sort of 1 hour foreign drama come along and show you the contrast between filmmaking. You've got this tiny, small, low budget drama that's really good, and then you've got this $200 million thrown at the screen, and most people are coming away from it just going, what?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely unaffected by it.
And it shows the strength of script, characters, and editing.
Absolutely.
In comparison to something like Transformers, which just doesn't really have any